I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, email etiquette.
Wendy Eld conducts business training programs. One of them focuses on helping clients communicate by email, which is harder than you might think.
We know that email tends to be misread about 50% of the time, the tone of email.
How do you know that tone?
Have you ever received an email that said something like, "Send me this tomorrow"? And the person sending it was in a good mood, maybe a little busy, and just thought, you know, she'll get it. And you receive it and think, wait a minute, we are peers. Why are you commanding me to do this?
Well, so if that sentence had started with, please send me, would that have solved the problem?
There are such minor little things that one or two more taps on the keyboard soften the tone.
So what do you think are the major problems?
People don't use complete sentences. They don't lead with their main idea. And the other thing that will happen is people will write narrative formats. They'll write paragraphs in an email when, in fact, something like three bullet points or three numbers, 1, 2, 3, would be a more effective way of conveying that I need three things from you or that I'm sharing three things with you. And I would say people misuse email because they try to have long conversations over complex things in a written format. Why not pick up the phone, have a half an hour conversation, and then recap it in a concise way that we both can agree to?
Well, it's not only that, it's pushing send before you should.
I would agree with that. So one of my biggest tips that I tell people, don't put the person that you're sending the email's name, and don't put it in the to line until you've read it, it looks good, it's clear, there's a point. You put on the attachment. It's a nice, solid piece of business writing. Then you put in the person's name, and then you send it.
That's a good way to avoid, sending a note to the wrong person or sending it before it's completed. I know you say some other considerations are context and, brevity. You've talked a little bit about getting to the point, starting off with the most important elements. But what about context? How does that play a role in email?
Well, when we send emails, one of the things that you can do is you can respond with the person's original email or not. And you should almost always respond with the original person's message. The reason for that is, if I don't do that and you say something like, Wendy, should we go here or should we go there? I say we go here. And I write back and say, yes, I agree. That is a message that has zero context.
When you talk about etiquette and tone, one of the things that jumps to my mind is when I get an email in all caps. I feel as if someone's yelling at me.
Do people still do that?
People still do it. It's crazy. I actually received an email recently from a lawyer's office, from a real estate attorney's office, and it was pink and in cursive script. Now, nothing shouts, I'm not a very good attorney, as pink cursive script in an email.
Our audience is speakers of English as a foreign language. Any tips for them as they're not only, as they either write to us or write to people in English?
I would say that no one is ever going to say to you, that email was too friendly and too polite. But people will say the opposite. So what I would say is, if you're going to err on one side, err on the side of being formal and polite.
And what's your preference on, using dear, the salutations and the openings and the closing, the dear and sincerely, or just as you would in a printed business letter, or not?
And I think, as anything else in life, when we tailor our communication to our intended audience, we're going to be much more successful with that communication. So, for example, if I write to a person and I say, dear Mr. whomever, dear Dr. whomever, and he writes back to me, or she writes back to me in a very formal sort of way, that person has sent me a signal. If they write back and say, hey, Wendy, thanks so much for the information, they've now sent me a signal. They want me to lower down the formality of my email a little bit.
Writing trainer Wendy Eld. And that's Wordmaster for this week.
You can find our segments at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.